Welcome to Octish 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have an amazing artist. He is an actor. He's a husband. He's a world traveler. He's a goal slayer, and he's a pursuer of dreams. He's also one of my editors who've edited many of my podcasts. I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't know all this information about him because I've actually never spoken to him on the phone. This will be the very first time, even though he's edited 20 shows of mine, if not more. But he's an actor and he's a theater trained actor, which is very impressive. And I'm going to tell you exactly why when we speak with him. So let's go to wherever Sean is. I think he's in Ohio now. And let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Johnny, I'm good. How are you doing?
It's so funny. I have actually never spoke to you, even though you've edited like over 20 shows of mine.
Oh, no, I know. I was like, this is actually going to be really fun. We've been communicating for like over the past, what, 7 months now, 7, 8 months?
But, you know, anybody I have on the show, I've never actually ever spoken to them or really know much about them. I'm actually a little embarrassed that I don't know all this information about you because you are more qualified than most people that I put on my show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I listen to the people who are on your show, and I'm like, man, he does his homework. I'm like, I hope that he can find something about me that's as interesting.
So far, we're up to actor, husband, world traveler, goal slayer, and pursuer of dreams, and a brother and son. That's where we're at so far. So you grew up in Colorado? Because my family lives there as well.
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Aurora, which is just a suburb of Denver.
Yeah, when did you leave there? How old were you?
You know, I lived there until I went to college.
Hey, but when you were in Colorado under the age of 18, what type of acting did you do then, or did you?
My first semi-professional play was in the fourth grade, and they were doing like a summer program where they got a lot of child actors for Winnie the Pooh. That was like my first paid gig. As a kid, I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. I was like, I like this acting thing, but I had all this energy as a kid. And so my parents always had me in like little drama classes and stuff just to kind of like get out my energy. And so they didn't know that it was going
to
stick.
Like, I want you to be a doctor.
Exactly. But it stuck. That's what my mom always, she was like, oh, son. She's like, go be a nurse or a doctor or something. You know, I was like, ah, oh, ma, don't worry about me.
And then you moved all around. You were in Colorado. Now you're in Ohio. But what was the draw to acting anyway? Was it just somebody? You say, hey, I can do that gig.
The draw to acting for me was, started when I was a kid. It was like, at the time, I enjoyed the attention. Not that I was attention seeking, but like, I loved making people laugh because I was a funny, like, little chubby kid. I could just physically just roll around and like act a fool. And people would laugh. And I was like, oh, this is great. But then the older I got, I had really great instructors that kind of honed that skill and taught me kind of the nuances of building a character and like costumes and like how a character walks and physicality and da 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 da. And I was like, wow, this is actually a lot more fun and it takes a lot more intelligence than I thought that I do need. And that's what the big draw to acting was to me. It's like you really have to be smart to do it.
Right. I know, because a lot of people, they're like, oh, I just get on Instagram, put my pictures up. I get a profile, put a picture, and yeah, I'm in. No, you're not. You have to do the work. And what's interesting is all these people that do all this stuff, then you look at their demo reel sometimes, and you're like, is this good? Or is it, they have a lot of credits, but is it, do I really believe what's going on here? Because I watched 3 of your clips, just 3 of them. I believed your character. You weren't just saying a line. You weren't shooting something with your friend in their room. And I was like, why is he so comfortable and why is he so believable? And it's got to be your theater actual work that you're talking about because you bring that to the film. It's very noticeable, by the way. You're very good.
Thank you very much.
So tell me about your theater, because I mean, I didn't know you did something in London, School of Acting, and Italy. And
so I'll go in chronological order, basically. The Italy experience was just a random experience that I had in college. So I was dating this girl a long time. We broke up, and like then one of my friends just conveniently came up to me and was like, Sean, you know, maybe you might need to get away. I'm going to go study abroad this year. You should check it out with me. And so I was like, I don't know. It depends on what my parents say, because it's money, and I'm paying for college, and they're helping me go through it. And so I was like, I need to ask my parents first. And my mom, who has never flown or traveled out of the country or anything, usually was like, I don't know. But she was like, yes, you should do it, Sean. So I left to Italy. I stayed there for a year. I learned to speak Italian. I learned to cook. And then I went back in 2011. Oh, that was 2007 when I went the first time. Stayed there, traveled a bunch all around Europe, and then came back when I met my wife now. And then went back to Italy in 2011. Worked as a chef and did some theater out there as well. Kind of helped direct some little shows just around town, but nothing big.
Wasn't there a radio thing? I want to play this clip. Tell me if this is you and what this is.
For more information about the Adventist Colleges Abroad program, visit www.aca-noborders.org.
From Florence, Italy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right. So, okay. Yeah, yeah. So while I was there my first year, I had done a radio internship because my degree was in public relations and journalism with a minor in drama. So I wanted to go towards radio. When I got to Italy, I produced two radio shows. One was kind of what would be considered, I guess, at that time, a podcast, which is what you're listening to now. Where I would interview students from the school and teachers and faculty and then produce it through the radio station that was there in Italy. And I sold it to a radio station in Australia with one of my good friends, one of my other producer friends. And so that was like one of my first experiences. I loved that experience.
And so that's how you learned to do all the editing you do for my show then, huh?
That's exactly how I learned how to do all that, yeah.
Wow. Can you speak any different languages?
Yeah, I can speak Italian, and then my wife is Brazilian, and so I'm trying to learn Portuguese so that we can have like a little code language. But yeah, see, you parlo italiano.
It's like a language that sounds like, wow, what are they saying? When somebody speaks in Spanish, they have to say like 18 words to say two English words. You're like, oh my God, that sounded brilliant, when they just said, okay, I'll do it.
Exactly.
So tell me about the Amazon documentary.
Oh yeah. So in 2014, I was asked to direct a show through our church. I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Every 5 years, they have what we call Pathfinders. It's like Boy Scouts, but it's unisex, but they just call it Pathfinders. And then basically earn your sashes and you get your patches and all that kind of stuff. But it's all kind of funneled through Christian principles. And every 5 years, they have this huge thing called the Camporee. It's called the Oshkosh Camporee. 50,000 plus people basically congregate to Oshkosh from all around the world. You have people from Europe, from Asia, from South America, from North America, everywhere, that just congregate every 5 years in Oshkosh. And so they do a play. They choose a subject of the Bible, like a person in the Bible, like this particular one was Daniel. Every night they produce an act of the show. So it's a 5-act show. It's an hour long per act. Yeah, I mean, it was one of the most incredible experiences that I've had. I had never produced or been a part of any sort of theatrical experience at that level. 50,000 plus people.
Oh my God.
I mean, and it was all live.
Was there a lion character?
So we had a puppeteer come, and we had some of our actors play the lions in the den and all that kind of stuff.
I was like, how'd they pull off the lion thing? I got to hear, was it a real lion?
We actually thought about getting live animals, but not a lion. We thought about getting a live, like, one of those dogs that just are really fluffy and shaving it down. But we're like, no, that's going to look really corny. So we didn't.
They do little Pomeranians like that, and they look just like a little bitty lion.
Exactly. I thought that was a good idea when I suggested it, but our producer was like, I don't think so. So I was like, okay, all right. Well, then let's just stick with the puppeteer. But our puppeteer used to be a puppeteer for Sesame Street. He was a really great guy to work with.
Well, a lot of people, when they start off their film careers, they start off like as extras. I mean, I know I did. I'd sit there and I would watch everything. And it seems like you were like on like a Netflix show, a Fox show, and a bunch of other shows. Like, how did you get that work to even get on the set?
I came set with a goal. As soon as we got back from London, I was like, okay, let's go to New Orleans because that's where a lot of the film stuff is happening. I have a lot of good friends from grad school who are there. And so they basically gave me all the links to how to get started in finding extras work and finding film work. And so I just got on castingnetworks.com and
right.
They basically hired me right off the bat to do different things around town. And New Orleans for TV shows is like gold if you're trying to do extras work especially. But so that's how I got on that. I got to see a little clip of myself on Dating Around season 2 that just came back out. I was like, oh, nice. So I finally got to like see what it looks like to be a part of all of that experience while I was down there.
That's really cool. Like, what is your dream? First of all, is your wife in the business at all, or does she have like a regular job?
She's a nurse, so that's what she does. She...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's been really great.
Yeah, but that's great because a creative person needs somebody who can hold down the fort. I've had that issue. A long time ago, I tried to date actresses and stuff, and wow. Just not that they were bad people or anything, but it just doesn't blend.
Yes, yes. She's very grounded, but she has her creative side too. I keep telling her that she totally could. She's beautiful.
I know. I saw it. I didn't want to bring it up. You brought it up, not me.
No, she totally is.
I get that a lot. That's why I'm so white, because I'm living in her shadow.
That is funny.
I used to be the star. As soon as she showed up, I've been invisible for like 20 years.
Yep, yep, yep. That's how it is.
Hey, are you repped by anybody? Do you have an agent or anything?
I do, yeah. I have 2 agents. I have one out in Colorado, Eden Talent Agency, located out in Denver, and then also in Atlanta is Evolution Talent.
What are you going to do in 2021? Virus is over, casting's happening. Are you free to go to Atlanta or anywhere, New Orleans or wherever the role takes you?
Yeah, so here we go. So I got a plan.
I've been waiting. This is what I want to hear.
So my plan is this, right? When we moved back from England, my wife, being a nurse, she was like, well, do we want to settle down in one hospital, only go right back home to Colorado? What do we want to do? I was like, well, let's try travel nursing, because then we can travel to these different cities and try each of them out, specifically the ones that have good acting careers and good hospitals.
Right.
New York, Los Angeles, because that's where she's originally from.
Oh, sweet.
And all the other places in between. But because of COVID, we got kind of detoured to Dayton because it's a little bit safer.
And affordable.
And so the plan is to go back to Atlanta and really set roots there at least for 6 months, because each contract is 3 months. But we're going to really try and set roots there for at least six, because that's where I have a lot of good friends. And that's where my agent is now. And once things start opening up in 2021 even more, then I want to be right there as soon as they open up, to be on the forefront of, hey, I've been waiting, you know, I paid my dues, you know.
You did. That's great. And it'd be funny, like, hey, Sean, there's no more local hire roles for you. You've got to move on to another town. Taking them all.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Look, I'll go where the work is. This is how it is, you know. I'll go wherever.
But when all is said and done, you want to be known for being the actor.
I'm an actor. Yeah.
On your Facebook page, what is that picture of? Is that a theater that you did in London or something? You're shaking a lady's hand who has a top hat, and there's an Indian girl right behind you.
Oh, yes, yes. We did Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, it looks good. You also did Deep Blue Sea, Tempest, and other things as well?
Yeah. One of the directors that I worked with wanted to do an outdoor version of The Tempest. I've worked at the Shakespeare's Globe, which was really fun. That was an incredible experience, just because you get to kind of feel the roots of Shakespeare, you know, in London.
So, is Shakespeare at all like Bible study?
Oh my gosh. It feels as intense, if not more intense, than Bible study.
Well, you read a verse in Shakespeare or the Bible, you're like, what the hell does that mean in today's times in English? Then you have to kind of break it down and say, well, here's what it means. So you get the subtext. Because when I was doing Shakespeare, I'm like, oh, this is Bible study. I get it. But I was playing a smaller role, like Balthazar, the Romeo guy. He hated me. He goes, I feel like I'm giving this to you. I go, well, then just give it to me. I got three lines.
That's exactly how it feels. Every time I open up both, I'm like, okay, I really had to take this slow so I can really understand every word here, whether it's the Bible or whether it's Shakespeare.
So who posts all your Instagram stuff? Is that you that does it?
It's a little bit of me. It's a little bit of my wife, because she's really quite the social media person.
Okay. So your Instagram is just your name, at Sean M. Dell, S-E-A-N-M. Oh, Sean M. A. Dell.
I changed it recently because something had happened and I had to put the M-A in there.
But what I was going to say about your page is that you don't post a lot of junk on there. You know, like some guy would dress up as a clown and then there's 18 pictures of, like, what's the same picture? What are you doing? But all your stuff's cool. Your stuff's great. It's like clean. It's artistic. It's not just like, hey, here I am at Denny's. Great stuff.
That really is nice to hear you say that, because I do try to be very selective of the things that I post. If it's going to be something important, boom, this is what I'm doing. We had our anniversary this week as well. I'm trying to post pictures of what we did for our anniversary in Pittsburgh. So just being intentional about it.
I look at a lot. If people overpost, I'm like, this is a great person. Then you scroll down, you're like, oh, there he is with his bong. There he is with his weed.
Oh, exactly. Sometimes people can say some off-brand shenanigans. You can keep some folks around and have a good dialogue.
Hey, so where would be the best place for people to find you online besides your Instagram page?
Yeah, you can find me on my website at SeanMDale.com and Twitter at ActAFool, which is act and then A-F-O-O, foo, and on my Facebook page, Sean M. Dale.
So going forward, is there like maybe any advice or anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up?
Yeah, I would say some advice that I give when I teach is keep plugging away. There's always moments where you get discouraged. Like right now, you know, it's a pause, but keep the goal in mind and find ways to create your own work or do something that feeds you creatively in the meantime.
That's true. Anything else like you want to promote? You've already told them where they can find you. Anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having me do this, Johnny. It's really been cool listening to the stuff, and now to say that I have been interviewed by you now. Very cool.
So do you want me to send you your own show to edit?
No, that'll be actually fun. Yeah, I could totally do that.
Yeah? We're going to end it, and I'll send it to you like Sunday night or Monday, and you'll just give it to me when you're done.
Okay, will do, Johnny. Good talking to you finally.
Happy late anniversary and happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. All right, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was a nice birthday present, getting interviewed on his birthday. All his links you can find at SeanMDale.com. That's SeanMDale.com. Thank you, Sean, and thank you for editing all those shows. You are so appreciated. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Season 4. So the format for Season 4 is going to be this. On Tuesdays, we're going to stick with the kids, teens, and tweens, and then we're going to move over on Friday and release an episode on Friday that is a newbie and also an adult. So hopefully we're going to have 4 interviews a week. It's a lot of work. We'll see what happens. If you see one person on there, that means it was too much work. But I'm ahead of schedule. I've already got 10 people interviewed. I got 5 editors working for me. So we should be able to just keep this production and keep these shows going for Season 4. If you haven't submitted, actors2020podcast@gmail.com to be considered to be on this show. And once again, I'd like for you to do me a special favor. Forget about the liking, forget about the sharing, forget about all that. Go to my website, actors2020podcast.com. Upper right-hand corner, sign in with your email or sign in with a Facebook. Leave a comment. I have 87 episodes out there. Pick one and just leave a comment. Just say, hey, that was cool. That was good. Oh, I love this podcast. If you're an actor who was on my podcast, sign up and go leave a comment on your own show. These comments would really help me. And then we'll get along to the following and the sharing and the liking and all that good stuff. But for now, if you could leave a comment, that would be simply amazing. This podcast cost me $100,000 a year. I had a company that made over $200,000 a year. And now it's making over $100,000 a year because I'm taking the time out to do this podcast for free. My telephone's starting to get a few pings from casting, from Actors Access, LA Casting, a little bit from Casting Frontier, but it's starting to make some noise, so maybe the production's coming back, but we'll see what happens. All right, once again, welcome to Season 4. It's time for the lesson. Listen to the words. It has everything you need to know about the acting business, or just one man's story. Anyway, take a listen. We love you. Welcome to Season 4. Can't wait to get started. Next Tuesday, kids, teens, tweens, then Fridays, newbies and adults. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Time for the lesson. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called the lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.